Yesterday on Main Street, we heard from a new mother who says current policy about midwifery in the province step on her rights as a patient. Alicia McKenna's midwife performed a medical procedure in hospital that helped her avoid a C-section. Then the midwife got into trouble for it. Turns out midwives are not allowed to practice in hospital. Alicia McKenna says that's not fair, and she should have the right to request help from her midwife, even in hospital. Afterwards, one of you had this to say.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Halifax. And, I'd really like to know when the government or the Ministry of Health or whoever is responsible for getting the Midwife Act in place gets their heads out of their butt and out of the dark ages and realize that we have this wonderful profession called midwifery, certified, regulated, phenomenal professional women there to assist in the birth process. We have nurses and physicians that are overworked and overstressed, and here are these incredibly wonderful women ready to take on the roles and responsibilities and the assistance of childbirth, and they're getting sort of these doors shut in their faces, and it just frustrates the heck out of me. I recently had a birth at the IWK. I would have loved to use a midwife, and there were none available.
We have received lots of other calls and emails on this subject, and we will broadcast as many as we can over the next few days. In the meantime, Nina Corfu is back with part two of her midwifery series. Hi, Nina.
Hi, Jean.
So what story do you have for us today?
I'm going to tell you a story about Julie Del Negro and her new baby, Kirkland. Julie and Kirkland were wearing their pajamas the day I visited. They were hanging out in the living room, surrounded by toys and baby equipment. Julie's a soft-spoken woman. She works as an occupational therapist for Capital Health, and she also volunteers as a doula.
Now, I've heard that word, but I'm not quite sure what a doula does.
Okay, that's somebody who helps women through labor, kind of like a midwife, although they don't provide any medical support.
All right.
Julie actually hired a midwife for the birth of her new baby. Kirkland is not her first child. Julie also has a 9-year-old daughter. She was born in hospital with no midwife in around 12 hours. Now, that was quick compared to Julie's most recent labor, which took almost 50 hours.
Zoinks.
Mm-hmm. But despite the difference in length of labor, Julie says she would never go back to a normal hospital birth. She says she felt more in control and more comfortable during the home birth.
When I was needed rest, I could rest in a dark room. I controlled who came in and out of the room. And then when things were more active, we were able to, had a pool in the kitchen. So I was able to get into the pool, and that helped tremendously with the contractions. We actually went out for a walk when things slowed down to get to pick things up again. And we were able to walk around the backyard and walk around the neighborhood and things like that.
Now, unfortunately for Julie, the home birth did not work out as planned. She was stalled in labor and needed a drug to help the contractions along, so her midwife transferred her to the hospital.
So what happened next?
Well, okay, so she gets to the hospital. She's in bed, surrounded by nurses and doctors.
They didn't know me. They had never met me before. A lot of them didn't ask me what kind of things I wanted or how I wanted the birth to go. They just came in and said, we were looking at your chart, and based on these numbers, we think this should happen. And, you know, it got to the point where the obstetrician came in and said, enough is enough. You have to have a C-section. And it was very upsetting. I mean, these people didn't even examine me, let alone speak to me. They didn't know anything about me.
Now, Julie says she really did not want to have a C-section. As a doula, she stood in the operating room a couple of times to support women who were undergoing the surgery, and she says it was a frightening experience.
When you see major abdominal surgery and you see these women completely cut open, it's just horrendous. I mean, first of all, this major surgery, it's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to just opt for no good reason. There's blood everywhere. I mean, there's instruments everywhere, and actually worse than that is a lot of the complications that don't get spoken about afterwards.
That doesn't sound like a great experience.
Mm-hmm. And I'll get back to the complications in a minute. But in the end, Julie's midwife was able to negotiate with the obstetrician for one more hour. She wanted a bit more time to try and make the birth happen on her own. And you know what? It worked. The baby was born a healthy 10 pounds, 14 ounces without surgery. And Julie says she would have said yes to a C-section if her midwife was not there to bargain for her.
But what if the midwife was wrong with that extra hour? Something could have gone really wrong, couldn't it?
Yeah. Julie says, you know, she was stuck at 9 centimeters for a long time, probably a day. And in a lot of circumstances, that means normal delivery is just not going to happen. But she says she just didn't feel ready for surgery.
I had no doubt that things were well. I felt well. The baby was doing well when they checked on him. He was always doing well. And I still had good energy and I still felt really positive. I wasn't overwhelmed. I wasn't exhausted. I was still ready to go and ready to do it.
Now, Julie was just working on a feeling, but in the end, she was able to avoid unnecessary surgery. And her midwife, Louise McDonald, says those unnecessary surgeries appear to be happening more often.
Cesarean section in our province, in some centers, is now over 30%. You know, the World Health Organization said years ago, 15% at the most in a high-risk area. And they were really stretching at that point, you know, when they came to that recommendation. They were very reluctant to even say 15%. We're now at double that. You know, and from my point of view, we are now at the point where the risks of cesarean section are starting to overshadow the benefits.
Now, I confirm those stats with the IWK Health Center in Halifax. Around 27% of the babies delivered at the IWK last year were delivered by C-section. And I also looked up a World Health Organization report from 1997, and it says C-sections should not account for more than 15% of births in the population.
So the IWK is at 27%. How
right.
do those numbers compare with hospitals in other parts of the country?
Well, I talked to Dr. Sue Atkinson about this. She's a family physician in Halifax, and she works with a lot of moms and babies. She says a high C-section rate is a problem across North America right now, and the rates at the IWK Health Center are comparable to other hospitals in Canada.
So do we know why the numbers are so high at the IWK?
Well, you have to remember that a lot of high-risk cases are referred to the IWK. You know, if there's a complication in delivery, the mom-to-be is sent there. So
right.
that brings the numbers up.
Right.
Dr. Atkinson also says a lot of those C-sections are necessary, and they're simply safer for some babies. You know, she says studies show that if a baby is not being born head first, if they're breached, a C-section is the way to go. But Jean, there's another reason why so many women are getting C-sections.
Sometimes it's patient choice, that some women actually would prefer to have a C-section. And sometimes I'm like, oh, too bad we weren't doing a trial of labor because, you know, you've got a 50 to 80% chance of delivering this baby vaginally. But some women really would prefer to have a C-section.
Now, using C-sections, whether or not they need them, Dr. Atkinson says she's never prescribed an unnecessary C-section, and she says most obstetricians she works with are good at informing their patients of the risks.
And what are those risks?
Well, she says there are a few reasons why a natural birth is better for moms. You know, recovery time is longer. It can take up to 4 to 6 weeks. You lose more blood. There's a greater chance of having other organs in the area injured because everything's so close.
And this is all if you have a C-section.
That's right.
What are the risks C-sections pose for the babies?
Well, Dr. Atkinson says that's not as clear. She says babies are squished and squeezed in the birth canal during a natural birth, and that helps them get rid of wet mucus in the lungs. But she says wet mucus doesn't really cause a problem for babies, so it's not clear if that's really a benefit. She's heard people say that but she says she hasn't seen any evidence for that. She did say a natural birth may make bonding easier.
It's easier for the woman to start, cuddling and bonding with her baby right away after a vaginal birth, as opposed to a C-section where just because of the necessity of having a green sheet and surgery going on, that it's sometimes harder for her to snuggle with the baby right away, and you can't have a baby completely naked in a cool operating room, so they get wrapped up and bundled up to be given to the mom. Whereas after a vaginal birth, assuming baby and mom are both well and healthy, the baby can be put right on the mom's tummy and, you know, be dried off there. And so that's a nice bonding experience. This, I suspect, is a is a positive thing for babies.
Now, given the risks, Dr. Atkinson says she and her colleagues don't want to see the C-section rate at the IWK continue to increase. But doctors have to be cautious. I mean, their job is not to lose patients. And when you've seen moms and babies die in childbirth, you want to do everything you can to stop that from happening.
What does the administration at the IWK say about their C-section numbers?
Anne McCabe is the Director of Women's and Newborn Health at the IWK.
Everybody takes very seriously surgery, and everybody takes very seriously the complications of having a C-section versus a normal delivery. And that being said, every person is individually assessed according to standards put out by the Society of Obstetrics and Gynecology, and each individual case is based on best outcomes for moms and babies.
So basically, there are standards in place and checks and balances to ensure that doctors and nurses abide by those standards.
So is this really even a problem?
Well, Julie Del Negro thinks so. She says her son represents a victory for her.
I have to say, when he did come out in very, very short second stage, he came out really easily. I wasn't pushing for very long at all. And he was so perfect. I really felt like finding that obstetrician and saying, look, he did fit. And, you know, I almost went under this major surgery and was completely cut open when it wasn't necessary. Look how wonderfully he came out, you know.
Now, it's possible the C-section statistics will change once midwives are fully integrated into the hospital system. And Jean, I'm going to be back here tomorrow at around this time to talk about the new legislation and what it means for moms and babies in Nova Scotia.
All right, Nina, thank you.
Thank you.
Now we want to hear from people who've had a cesarean. If you've had one, what was that experience like? Did you choose to have one, or did other factors make that decision for you? Call our talkback line at 420-4488 or 1-888-686-6246. You can also send us an email by going to the cbc.ca/mainstreetns address and clicking on there. The address is mainhfx@cbc.ca. Tune into Main Street tomorrow, as Nina said, and you'll hear more about this new legislation and how that will change the face of midwifery in Nova Scotia.